like to whisper. He favors your side in his face. When it gets a little old, it's gonna lead a merry chase.
Guys, just a minute. We're gonna have Laura Beth Ryan in a minute, so stay tuned. Right after this song.
So I just walked off and left it laying on its side.
Hey guys, WMAP, this is the world's most amazing people. That's James McMurtry with Rachel's song. That was live. I got to interview him. I'll talk about that later. But guys, coming up on the hour, I'm going to be speaking with an anti-bullying advocate. I'm talking about James, and I'll talk to you more about him later. But right now, I have an amazing guest, guys. I have somebody who is so positive and really, I believe, is kind of a good example of what we're trying to do here at the station. Of course, I'm talking about Laura Beth Ryan. She's the founder of Cheerful Hearts, okay? And if you want more information, you go to cheerfulhearts.com. And I don't even want to go for the station ID. I want to get right into this. Hey, Laura Beth, are you on the air?
I sure am, Casey. Great to speak with you.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, I love your attitude. I love your story. And thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy that you have me. I'm just excited to share a little bit of my message. And really appreciate your letting me, come onto the show. I'm just so excited.
Well, it's totally cool. You know, it makes my day when I get people that are so positive. And look, your whole thing is about helping other people. I mean, when you were a kid, did you?
How in the world did I get here?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Casey. As a child, I had no idea I'd be where I am, running a business, even being a businesswoman, all the different things that I do with Cheerful Hearts. And what I do with Cheerful Hearts is it was actually born. Cheerful Hearts comes from the scripture, Proverbs 17:22, and it's a cheerful heart is good medicine. Now, the way that this company was born was actually out of tragedy. And it started out, I had gotten married very young, and always from the time I was a child, really my dream was to become, I was such a family person. I wanted a family. I wanted to be the stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. like full-time, hands-on. It was my, vocation, is to be
right.
a good wife.
Right.
So I was living that dream, really just fulfilled. And then all of a sudden, at the age of 28, I was pregnant with my fourth child, and I had already had had a car accident at 18, just many things that led up to a week back. But this particular pregnancy, after all those injuries, I bent over to get a child that was injured, my three-year-old child, while I was pregnant with my 8 months
fourth.
Pregnant,
yeah.
And then I bent over, and literally within a moment, my whole world was turned upside down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't know what I had done. I was in debilitating, horrendous pain.
Where?
And,
where was the pain? Where was that pain?
Go ahead.
Where was the pain? You said it just hit
Well,
you.
It's the worst place possible if you have a disability. It's called, nobody understands or knows, but it's called sacroiliac joint. So the ligaments were all torn basically from both sides of my hips on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crippling. I was bedridden, completely
God.
Flat, unable to meet any of my basic needs. And the doctor said there was no hope. There was nothing they could do. There was no diagnosis that was going to be curing me. So it was horrific pain. And the only thing that relieved that pain, I had no core stability. So the only thing that relieved that pain was laying flat in bed. So here I had four little kids, eight and under, my whole life, you can imagine the feelings that I went through.
I can't begin to, but
Well, here's the thing.
I would just think that God would be a part of very close.
Well, I was a very strong person of faith when this happened, Casey.
Uh-huh.
And it was really only on my clinging on to that faith and to God with a hope that didn't make sense that I hung on. And also what helped me hang on was a purpose. Everybody's going through a struggle. It doesn't have to be as dramatic as becoming bedridden and losing everything. Everybody struggles. Everybody has some devastating thing in their life or some challenge or feelings that brought up feelings of I'm not good enough, of I shouldn't be here, I'm not worthy.
Hmm.
Because so many of us are focused on the do. What do you do? Everybody says, right? What is the first question everybody say when you say, you know, when they meet you?
Well, do you listen to the station? It appears that you're right on here, because it appears that you're in touch with what. Look, everyone has a great story, but also everyone has challenges like you had. And for you to say, hey, mine wasn't that bad, but you didn't finish telling us it was that bad. And don't sugarcoat it, okay? Look, you bend over, and this is excruciating pain. Tell me the end of that first.
Okay. So I'm laying in bed and, you know, feeling really honestly like I wanted to die.
I
struggled with the will to live for a couple of years. And another thing I want your listeners to know is people look at me now and I'm super positive, but it took time to get there. And so don't compare yourself to others. That's the hardest thing someone wants to hear when they're feeling low. You have to go through the grieving process. So I went through the grieving process. I was devastated. And then I was like, okay. At first I was determined. I'm going to get better. And I was going to find any avenue. And I even flew to different states and tried different things. And after about the 5-year period, when I kind of knew this was it at that time, I had to come to an acceptance, and I really, really turned to God, and I really had to make a choice, Casey. I had to really make a decision. Okay, am I going to be pitiful, or am I going to be powerful?
Hmm.
Am I going to get bitter with this, or am I going to get better? It's my choice. We all have choices, and so I had to literally make a conscious decision. It's all about mindset. I had to say, okay, I'm in this bed. I have to start readjusting. And I actually started doing it from the beginning. I just had the mindset that I wasn't going to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
But I immediately had to start getting creative. How am I going to parent these kids from a bedside?
Wow.
What am I going to do differently? Working on myself. The best thing I ever did was I hired a personal and professional life coach, because many people go through this alone. And they think, well, if I reach out for support, I'm hitting failure. But really, you're not. Every single person needs support.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through challenges.
Yeah, that's old school thinking that we were brought up on. Yeah.
Yeah, so I did that. And, of course, you know, the biggest thing was my relationship with God. And then very early on, Casey, I got the vision for Cheerful Heart. I had no idea what it would be. And this is way back in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? Cheerful Heart? Like, it came to me in a vision. And I thought it was just going to be me getting better and going around and cheering people up. Like, as my kids got older, like, we would go around to hospitals. It became so much bigger than that.
Well, apparently, yeah, it has.
Yeah, so all those years, too, that I was laying in bed, Casey, I wrote. I became a writer.
Wow.
And then my ex-husband got me a laptop, and that was like the lifeline that opened up my whole world. And I thought, I can still use my mind.
Hmm.
And I came to the understanding that I have much more to offer than what I do. It's not about what we do. It's about who we are. And I had a great healing inside of me, a spiritual healing that really started to let me feel good about myself again. And what I had to offer was so much more. One of the poems, the very first poems I wrote, I'm just going to share a few lines with you, Casey.
Yeah, I'd love to. But first of all, before you do that, guys, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm speaking with Laura Beth Ryan. Now, Laura Beth Ryan is the founder of Cheerful Hearts. And for more information, I want you guys to go to cheerfulhearts.com. Now, I want to hear the answer to my question here, but after that, I'm going to tell you about something that she has just for you listeners. But Laura Beth, please continue. This is something that's real important. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is the very... So I started with poetry, and this is the very first poem that I wrote. So with that, and this is just a little snippet, but this is the gist. So with that, I changed my attitude about this incredible pain. Instead, began to question, what might I learn from this? What might I gain? And then, so how do we change our attitude? Well, first, like I said before, have to make the choice. Start looking at what we can do instead of what we can't do. And really make a conscious choice to look for the positive. Become grateful. I started thinking about, wow, I'm grateful I have my hands. I still have my mind. I'm still here to hug my kids. All the simple things will start to lead towards that joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, that is, you know, pretty much, it must have been hard, though, to think of those blessings that you have when you're in so much pain and you're in a bed, but somehow you had the strength. Would you give it to faith? Is that what gave
you? Oh, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's no way I would be where I am today without my faith. I am a strong Christian, and I rely heavily on one of my biggest inspirations is Joyce Meyer. I listen to her every day, positivity, positivity. I read the Bible. I prayed. I would sing songs. Like, even in, amazingly, you know, I would go to bed crying and wake up with a song or a poem in my heart that understood where my pain was, but then always led to turning around to a positive outcome of hope. And so because of that great faith, and then, of course, you know, also one of, besides my faith, one of the biggest catalysts that helped me shift was when I had the dream. We all need a purpose. And so I knew the purpose was my boys, but as they got older, I had this dream of cheerful hearts where I knew somehow I was going to encourage others and that God was going to bring everything that was difficult and turn it to good. And he has. It is amazing. I have an entire Christian greeting card gift. It's really inspirational. Speaks to pain, speaks to joy, wherever you're at, where you can share it, where it's like super soulful, meaningful things that you're not going to find
that's
anywhere
so cool.
else in our
church. That's awesome.
I turned all that into a gift store, and then the apprenticeship, the person that coached me was so impressed with what I did for my bed that I became apprenticed by her, and I became a life coach, personal business, live your best life coach to help everybody else overcome their challenges.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, who else better than you to do that? I mean, you know, look. I was a football player, okay? And, you know, I played under Jack Harbaugh. I don't know if you know anything about football, but his two sons were Jack and John, and there was a Super Bowl where the Baltimore Ravens played against the San Francisco 49ers. Two head coaches were his sons. So, look, I know this guy knows about football. Laura Beth knows about having struggles, getting by, and coming out on the other side. That's who you want. So, guys, cheerfulhearts.com. Laura Beth, tell me about cheerfulhearts.com/success. What is that?
You bet. Well, today, just an appreciation because I was just so excited to be here, and I know that your audience is perfect because anybody tuning in wants to be more. They want to be inspired, and they want to live a better life. So today I'm going to offer a class. It's an amazing program to your listeners, and it's a really interactive, very different, very unique. Anybody can log on. It's online. There's a webinar or via phone. It's called The Surefire A to Z to Your Success, Charting a Path for Personal and Professional Growth. And in less than 90 minutes, your listeners will learn how to create their unique, sustainable success plan to overcome any challenge with a repeatable plan of any for any dream or goal that they have. They will walk away with powerful tools to motivate them, and then they'll get them to the end line. This is really fun. It's interactive in a very engaging, safe, positive environment. Everybody participates. They can or they cannot. But it's not your typical lecture type-like thing. It's really great.
That sounds
and
awesome.
Because of the participation, and I want to, I really, it is my heart to give every single person a great value because I respect and appreciate everyone's time. And so the class is only limited to 25 participants, where each person is going to walk away really motivated and equipped to soar. So today only, if they go to www.cheerfulhearts.com/success, I'm going to give this, this is a $299 value normally, and I'm giving this away as a gift today for all your listeners.
Wow, how cool.
I love it. I love what I do, and I love to be able to help people grow and overcome and become all they want to be.
That's awesome. I mean, that's very generous. I mean, I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Guys, this is Laura Beth Ryan. Of course, I've gone over because she's very interesting. I love having her on. But she's the founder of Cheerful Hearts. And go check out more information. Go to cheerfulhearts.com. And what she was just talking about, cheerfulhearts.com/success. And this is this new program, which, you know, she's only got 25 spots, so you guys got to get on this. And that sounds like something. If I didn't have another interview, which I'm excited to do, because hey, Laura Beth, do you know anything about bullying?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
it's the worst. It crushes people's self-esteem. It's the worst thing out there. It's the counter of who I am.
Yeah, exactly. And and I had this this gentleman. I'm talking about James Gavsey. Now, he's the author of Renegade's Guide to Stopping Bullying. James is like this, he's like this huge guy, MMA, like a tough guy. But yet growing up, he was, he, you know, like we are growing up, we're all kind of, you know, not really sure of ourselves. We're kind of lacking self-confidence.
Sure.
And he got picked on a lot because, you know, he wasn't, he was kind of like this big teddy bear, if you will. So what he did was he created this whole campaign to stop bullying. And I'm excited because I get to talk to him next.
Oh, wow. So, that is such an important thing, Casey. And that's great that he's going to come on and educate people. There's oftentimes we don't really know what to do, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know how to teach people how to be kind, mm-hmm. but when there's people bullying you, you know, I think, especially in this generation, people can be so unkind.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully his message, I'm sure it's going to go out there and educate people and maybe make them look at it a little differently and how it's affecting people.
Well, kind of just like, you know, what you were talking about here. I mean, Laura Beth Ryan, I think you're definitely one of the world's most amazing people. I love what you are doing and how you're sharing your story. I hope that you become a part of this station because I look, you can't help but like you, and you can't help but want to get behind you and say, look, aww. This is somebody who really wants to help people. So look, I'm in your corner. So
thank you,
Laura,
so much, Casey.
But before I let you go here, and I get James on here, I want you to tell my audience one thing you want them to remember about this little talk we had today, and hopefully there'll be a lot more. So I'm giving you the floor.
Thank you, Casey, and thank you again so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Me too.
And love what your station is all about.
Thanks.
We're very in sync. So what I want your listeners to know, and anybody out there, because there's somebody right now who thinks I can't do this. There's somebody now that is overwhelmed with whatever's before them. It doesn't matter if you're a mom, you're a business person, you're very successful. In your business world, there's somebody who is struggling right now. And I want you to know, it can seem overwhelming. It could be stressful. You could think, I can't do this. I felt that way at times, too. But I want you to know there is hope on the other side. Go forward. Look for ways to heal. Find peace. And you will find joy again. I promise you there's joy on the other side. Just don't give up.
Well said. That's Laura Beth Ryan, the founder of Cheerful Hearts. Go to cheerfulhearts.com. Also, cheerfulhearts.com/success. Laura, I'm going to be speaking with you very soon, but thank you so much for your time, and you're definitely one of the world's most amazing people. Thanks again.
Well, thank you, Casey. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Guys, I'll be right back with the one and only James Gavsey, the author of Renegade's Guide to Stopping Bullying, WMAP.